Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks for joining us on this Tuesday morning. Last train to Clarksville from the Monkees. Lewis Shelton, member of the Wrecking Crew, guitarist, played on that track. And actually wrote that lead guitar part in studio while recording. Lewis Shelton, a birthday today. He is 80 years old. Joining us on the phone lines right now is Dan McLachlan, senior writer for National Review. Find him at nationalreview.com, but also in the print editions. A couple of pieces to point your attention to. Do Democrats want voter registration abolished? And the follow-up piece, not everyone should be made to vote. Dan, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Glad to be here.
So let's have you attempt to answer the question posed in the first piece. Do Democrats want voter registration abolished? Or in other words, what's the point of voter registration and why is it important?
Yeah, I mean, this really gets to one of the things when you hear Democrats, you know, and liberal and progressive commentators talk about the Georgia election law or some of the other election laws being proposed in Florida and other places in the country. You know, they have this very simple mantra of like, well, if you do anything that makes it harder to vote, that's bad. And if you make it do anything that makes it easier to cast more votes, that's good. Right. And which is particularly pernicious, I guess, when you're talking about changing the laws compared to 2020, when we had a lot of things that were put in that were supposed to be 1 year emergency rules. But if you step back a second and you say, instead of just asking always, is this easier, is this harder, why do we have rules at all, right? Because having any rules always makes anything harder, at least just a tiny little bit, even if complying with the rules overall makes everything easier, right? I mean, why do we have stoplights and on the streets? It makes it a little harder to drive in some ways, but it makes it easier overall because the process is more orderly. So we have voter registration in order to tie voters to a particular, you know, town, county, locality where they are allowed to vote as opposed to, you know, somewhere else in the state, to a particular precinct where their name is going to be on file and they know they can walk in and be recognized as a registered voter. And then, you know, it additionally allows states to have requirements to show some form of identification or signature or do something in order that it's verified that this is, in fact, the person who is registered. So what, if you're going to have any of those rules, you have to do something to enforce them. Otherwise, they're pointless, right? There's no point in keeping a list of voters if you're not going to keep that list updated, if you're not going to check people against the list, if you're not going to say that if you show up in the wrong precinct, we may not count your vote because you might be trying to vote in, you know, in another part of the state that where you're not eligible to cast a ballot.
Dan McLachlan with us from National Review, the companion piece, a day later. Not everyone should be made to vote. Question about every now and then we hear, you know, voting should be compulsory. Everyone should be forced to vote in an election. Everyone's voice should be heard. Should every eligible voter always vote in every election?
Yeah, and I think the answer to that is no. I mean, I think the answer certainly is we should have a system certainly that with only minimal effort, everyone can vote who is eligible to vote in every election. But that doesn't mean that everybody should choose to vote. And, you know, voting is a deliberative process, like serving on a jury in a sense. And you serve on a jury, you have somebody else's liberty in your hands. Well, actually, when you're voting, you do too, right? You're choosing not only how you will be governed, but how your neighbors will be too. Mm-hmm. So I think there's an obligation to say, you know what, I'm going to sit this one out if I have paid no attention whatsoever. And let's face it, most of us have done that, right? Even if you show up every 2 years for federal elections, every 4 years for presidential elections, most people at some point in their lives, they leave part of the ballot blank or they don't show up for a school board vote or something because most of us recognize that we're not always totally informed.
Dan, polling on this the Georgia election laws yesterday from Morning Consult had it a popular by 6 points, 42-36. That's despite the reams of misinformation about what these Georgia laws actually do. In your mind, do you think Democrats are attempting to leverage the Georgia laws into HR1 support at the federal level, essentially saying, we need national regulation of all these states to avoid what the nefarious things Georgia is doing?
Yeah, and I don't think that they're going to get there with HR1 anyway, but that bill is so stuffed with wish lists, and it's this sprawling thing that covers, like, you know, 8 different subjects. But I do think they're overplaying their hand. I mean, they're trying to play to their base, right? Mm-hmm. Trying to play to specifically the voters who feel, you know, particularly paranoid about having their voting rights taken away, or to those voters who are, you know, sort of ideological about this stuff. But everything the Democrats say and all of the, like, corporate boycotts and everything is premised on the idea that, you know, every decent-thinking human being in the country, except for a few right-wing nuts, thinks that these laws are awful. And, you know, when you look at the polling, it turns out it's not really like that. The country's pretty divided. People are you know, reasonably in favor, at least for the moment, of the Georgia law. And when you look at specific things like voter identification rules, right, and even strengthening voter ID for mail-in ballots, I mean, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution did a poll in Georgia and found, you know, overwhelming support. It's like 74% support for the ID provisions, at least, in a majority among every demographic group, every race and gender and whatnot.
Dan McLachlan, senior writer at National Review. Find it at nationalreview.com. These two pieces, Do Democrats Want Voter Registration Abolished? And Not Everyone Should Be Made to Vote. Also, give Dan a follow on Twitter, at BaseballCrank. You will put up with some baseball thoughts every now and then as well, but I enjoy them. Dan, thanks so much for joining us this morning here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks, Scott.
Appreciate it. That's Dan McLachlan from National Review, nationalreview.com. In a couple of minutes, State Rep. Andrew Fink will join us here on the program. Scott Bertram in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.